Parker here with you as we get set for high school basketball on 104.7 WKJC. Just had our national anthem. Now time for our starting lineups. We'll take you through those with the public address announcer. Starting for the Taos area Braves, one of those six seniors, number zero, Granite Barringer. For the Standish Sterling Panthers, they will start number three, Brayden Sullivan. For the Taos area Braves, another one of those seniors, number two, Alex Kames. And for the Panthers, a sophomore is starting, Brody Sullivan, the younger of the two Sullivans, so both Sullivans will start. For the Taos area Braves, number three, Jake Look will get the start as well. For the Standish Sterling Panthers, one of a very popular names at the Standish Sterling, everybody remembers Keegan Wendell. Well, Kaysen Wendell, the sophomore, will start for the Panthers. Ethan Hedgeland, the senior, will start for the Taos area Braves. I mentioned in the pregame a little earlier about Cole Prout last year. Well, Cooper Prout getting the start today for the Standish Sterling Panthers. And last for the Taos area Braves, it is number 10, Vinny Frank. And for the Standish Sterling Panthers, as mentioned before, leader of the team, number 30, Truman King. Head coaches tonight for the home Standish Sterling Panthers, it's Matt Coyne, assisted by Austin Coyne and Todd Forshey. And for the Taos area Braves, it is Todd Kames, assisted by William Stoll.
Good to see Billy Stoll down there on the bench this year with Todd Kames. He's a legend. He's been around the game and the school forever. Bill Stoll's a great guy to have down there. Just a calming influence over everybody, including Todd.
Looks like Brody Sullivan be the one who will jump at center court. So a clear height advantage here for Ethan Hedgeland.
Number four, Ethan Hedgeland. And for the Panthers, number four.
8 minutes up on the clock.
Are you ready?
Sullivan and Hedgeland ready to tip this one off. And it is won by the Braves. Barringer right side, Kames deep three. That's a little long. Rebound comes down to Ethan Hedgeland. Back out Kames, swing wide open left corner. That is Look. He misses. Rebound again by Hedgeland. Kick out for Kames. And now the Braves will set up some offense. Right side, Jake Look. Now they swing it back to the left to Frank. Kames looks like he's going to run the point. In the corner, Ethan Hedgeland for three. No good. 0 for 3 for the Braves from three. And tipped out of bounds by Granite Barringer. And well, that's what we expect out of the Braves, a lot of threes.
Yeah, and like you said, knocking the rust off, 0 for 3 to start the game. But two big offensive rebounds already for Ethan Hedgeland.
Ball's brought up by the Panthers by Kaysen Wendell. Wendell right side to Brayden Sullivan. Braves in a 2-3 zone. They get it inside to Prout. Prout out to the corner to King. He drives baseline. Nice little flip pass inside to Prout, who scores.
Nice little dish in back door there, and Prout gets two. That's a good start for the younger brother.
Right side. Now left side, Vinny Frank. Vinny Frank into the corner, Kames. He'll shoot a corner three. That one's no good. And rebounded by Brayden Sullivan. Sullivan will bring it up. Hand off to Brody. Kick out. Left side to Truman King, who gets it back up top. The Panthers will restart with Kaysen Wendell. Right side to Brayden Sullivan. Looking for a hole in the zone are the Panthers. Swinging it around up top. Truman King dribbles left side into a three. That one a little too long. Rebound inside. Brody Sullivan. Power dribble. Up right hand. Good.
So Brody and Brayden pulling down rebounds. The Sullivan brothers. Dallas in a 4-0 hole to start this one.
Right side. Kames another three. That one long again. The Braves have not shot a two-point shot yet. They are 0 for what is that now? 5, I think, from the outside. Foul on the play is called by, or is called on Vinny Frank, going over the back of a Standish player. Wendell brings it up right side, Sullivan inside to Brody Sullivan. Back up top to Wendell. Cooper Prout dribbles at the free throw line, kicks it out to Brody Sullivan. Back to Prout, dribbles inside. Kick back outside to Wendell. Wendell will hand it off, and Brayden Sullivan will now have it on the right wing. Kick to the corner, Truman King back to Sullivan. Left side now, Wendell. They continue to swing the ball around looking for a hole. Brody Sullivan drives inside, goes up, he is fouled, and he'll go to the line to shoot two.
I like the patience displayed by Sterling Standish right there on that possession. 4-0 lead, quarter and the clock ticking away. They were patient, looking for a good look. They got a good look, got fouled.
First free throw by Sullivan is good. This game is brought to you in part by Neiman's Family Market of Tallis City, Bay Party Store in East Tallis, Auto Tech of East Tallis, Knuckle Oil of Standish, and Classic Lawn Care and Snow Plowing of Sterling. Second free throw, no good. Rebound comes down to Vinnie Frank. Jake Look will bring it across. Kick out to Frank. Frank hounded by Sullivan, but is able to get it back up to Look up top. Frank now in that right side corner. Passes up top, swing left side. Behringer wide open. Kames left corner. No good. That's short. And rebound poked around to be knocked out of bounds by the Panthers.
Yeah, nobody's going to get that rebound. And Alex Kames starts his day off 0 for 3 here. Not what he was looking for after the Christmas break.
That Christmas turkey's hanging with him a little bit. That's he's not getting the lift on the jump shot. 5:20 to play.
Braves get the touch on this. They'll inbound.
5:20 to play in the first quarter. 5-0 Standish. Up top to Granite Behringer. Right side, Jake Look. Looks for a screen. Sullivan playing defense. Braden Sullivan all in the face of Jake Look. Left side, Vinnie Frank. He'll try a three. That one rims out. Rebound to Braden Sullivan. He's going to run the Panthers. Right side, Truman King. Inside, picked off by Ethan Hedgeland. Good defense by the big guy. Quickly bringing it up. Picked off by Braden Sullivan. Sullivan to Brody Sullivan. He'll stop. Drive left corner. Spin move in the lane. Hand off to Braden. Left hand layup blocked by Hedgeland. And now Jake Look will slow it down. 4:45 to play in the first. 5-0 Panthers. Jake Look swings right side to Granite Behringer. Back up top to Look. I'd like to see him get the ball down low once or twice. I'm not sure they stepped inside the three-point line yet with the basketball. Left side, Frank. Get it to the short corner. Outside Look. Right side, Kames. Another three for him. No. He cannot get one to go. Right side, that is Wendell. Inside to Prout. Knocked away by Kames.
Truman King pulled that rebound down at the other end. Nice job by him. And, yeah, the Braves just continue. They just cannot connect on a three-pointer, and that's all they've shot. Haven't even tried to take the ball in the paint yet.
And no meaningful drive out of them, that's for sure. Left side, Wendell. The Panthers really, I mean, they've shot 1-3, but they don't have had a couple of looks, but really had not a lot of interest in shooting threes early on in the game. Trying to just swing the ball around and find a hole in this 2-3 zone. Cooper Prout has had the ball a ton. Inside to King. King goes up left hand and scores. Nice touch by number 30, Truman King. 7-0 Panthers.
It's probably almost Todd Keem's timeout time if they don't hit one here.
Vinny Frank for three. That one no good. Rebound pulled down by Brody Sullivan. Up top. Sullivan has it on the left. Now he'll swing it up top to Braden Sullivan. 3:37 to play. Inside Prout. Prout dribble, right hand, kick out to Brody Sullivan. Didn't love it. Brayton Sullivan up top three. Knock it down. And timeout Braves, 10-0 Panthers on WKJC, your power station for sports. A 10-0 run by the Standish-Sterling Panthers to start the game. And they've done a good job swinging the ball around. Movement, drive, kick, get the ball inside, kick it out. Tallis is swinging the ball around the perimeter, and they have only launched, what, 7 threes, I think, is our count. They're 0 for 7.
Standish is what I call patient and selective right now, and Tallis is just gunning from outside.
Tallis has not once tried to drive the ball in or get the ball inside at all. Cross-court Kames up top. Look for three. That's long. And it's another empty possession for the Braves. Brody Sullivan with the rebound. Braden will bring it up and hand it off to Wendell. 3 minutes to play in the first. It's 10-0. Standish Sterling. Hand off Braden Sullivan right side. Back up top to Wendell. Wendell right side to Sullivan. Back up top. We still have not seen a sub in this game. These are two of the not-so-deep teams in high school basketball. They're going to play their starters a lot of minutes on both sides. Left side, Prout for three. He's going to launch one left side. No good. Rebound by Hedgeland.
That might have brought the house down there if Prout would have hit that three. He's a fan favorite here.
Left side, drive. Vinnie Frank, handoff inside to Hedgeland. Ball ripped away by the Panthers, and they're going to come away with it. Truman King steals it. Right side, Wendell into the lane. Dribble, lost it. Handoff, King, off glass, and good. It's 12-0. And Jake Look will bring it across to the free throw line. Right side, Kames. Wide open, knock it down.
Finally, they hit one, and it was Alex Kames.
Bringing it across now are the Panthers. Swing inside to Prout, who steps on the end line, and it goes back to the Braves. It'll be interesting now to see, does this open up the offense now that the Braves have seen one go in?
Well, it should, and that should give them a little confidence. And really, they're lucky not to be down by more than nine right now.
Caleb Emmons checks in for Prout. Kames from the right side for three.
Back-to-back triples for Big Al. And now the Braves are cut the lead now to 6 points.
That's what the threes can do. They get you right back in the game so quickly. Now the Braves looking a little bit faster on defense. Kames igniting the team a little bit. Inside to Emmons. Emmons handoff. Little elbow jumper here by Wendell is no good. Pulled down by Vinnie Frank. 12-6. Dallas can cut the lead, and I'll just say to three, because I doubt they're going to shoot inside. Up top to Look. Had a chance to shoot it, but pass was not great. Under a minute now to play in the first. Cross-court pass. Kames for three. No good. Tipped up and rebound. No good. Rebound. Barringer is good. Now it's Ethan Hedgeland who scores.
Yeah,
and it's 12-8.
Two rebounds there. Barringer put it back up. Hedgeland got the garbage that was laying around, and Braves down four now.
Braden Sullivan inside, no good. Rebound pulled down by Granite Barringer. Quickly up is Jake Look. He'll stop. Left side, Vinny Frank. Wide open three, no good. Rebound, Braden Sullivan. 25 seconds to play in the first. Braden Sullivan right side to Brody. Brody into the corner to Wendell, who drag it back up top, and now it looks like the Panthers will hold for the final shot of our first quarter. 12 seconds remaining. Braden Sullivan has it up top, gets a screen. Back up top to the screener, Wendell. Left side, Truman King. 3 seconds. Dribbles into a short jumper. It's good. And that'll end our first quarter as Truman King, 6 points in the quarter to lead the Standish Sterling Panthers 14-8 over top of the Dallas area Braves after one on WKJC, your power station for sports. Standish after one. This game brought to you in part by Sobeck's Home Medical of Ottawa City, Alpena Community College in Alpena and Skoda, Sullivan Exteriors of West Branch, Smith & Associates CPA of Standish, and Eden Fields Assisted Living and Memory Care in Standish.
Brock Bartlett checks in for the Panthers as we get our second quarter underway. Panthers work it around the outside of the perimeter. Bartlett gets it over to Wendell. Wendell gets it worked around down in the corner. Sullivan chips it out into the paint. Block. Nice block. Down low. And then gets a foul on top of it. Good rebound. Or a nice block, rather, by Ethan Hedgeland. And then he took a foul as they started swatting at him after the turnover. 14-8. Panthers on top. 7:39 left in our second.
And Coach Kames talked about how important it is to have inside defense, interior defense. And Hedgeland right there with the big block.
Vinny Frank kicks it back out, gets to the top. Kames, shot. Three-pointer won't go off the back rail from Jake Look. And Standish comes down with the rebound. Standish works it to the left side. Three-pointer for them. That goes over the top. A nice bucket there by number 10, Jacob Bartlett. Back the other way now for the Braves. They work the ball out around the top. Jake Look dribbling. To Barringer, back to Look. Down to Frank, cross court to Kames. He fakes it, gets it back up top. Jake Look with a look, back to Kames. Down to Frank, drives the baseline. And they're saying there was contact down low. There's going to be a foul right there on number 30, Truman King.
Quietly a hot start for Truman King in this game. That three just hit 9 points already in this contest. But outside of Kames, we still have not seen a three go for the Braves.
Kames inbounds to Barringer. Up top to Hedgeland. Down to Kames on the far right. Back up top. Braves working the perimeter. Jake Look from the top. Bang! Count that. As Jake Look pulls him back to within six. Standish now over the timeline into the top of the paint. Nice drive through the lane. Won't go. Rolls off the rim, and Hedgeland pulls down the board. And the Braves are down six with 6:17 left. Jake Look will bring it over half court.
Standish really extending their defense now.
Bounce pass, kick back out to Vinny Frank with a three try. Won't go. And ball came off Behringer out of bounds. Actually, a foul on Behringer.
6:04 to play in our second quarter. 17-11 Standish. Even though Standish is definitely outplaying the Braves, the three threes are keeping them in this one.
Bartlett inbounds the ball. Into Wendell. Wendell works the top. Wendell to Bartlett. Down into the corner. In the corner for Sullivan. Kicks it back around up top. Wendell gets it down low. Shot. Truman King won't go. Air ball. But they pick up a rebound there by Wendell. Corner. Three. Truman King, count that. And Standish goes back up nine with 5:35 left.
Ridiculously easy shot there. Truman King, just a beautiful stroke from that right side wing.
Jake looked to Vinny Frank. Little Euro step into the lane, shot. And they're going to call a blocking foul on that.
Absolutely the correct call. The home crowd does not like it. That is, Truman King was still moving when that contact happened. Absolutely the correct call by the official.
Absolutely. I believe that's Truman King's second. They not a shooting foul. Low fouls here in the first half, 5-4. Inbounds from Kame. Shot Behringer from three. Won't go off the front rail. And hauled down by Standish right back the other way. Little nice bounce pass to Bartlett underneath, and he makes it and gets hammered pretty violently. And Standish will go to the line to complete the old-fashioned three-pointer, Brad.
Yet another Bartlett at Standish. This is Brock Bartlett. I don't think there's just a never-ending feed of Bartletts at Standish Sterling Central. Panthers now doubling up the Braves 22-11.
Stays at 22, but Standish pulls down the rebound off the free throw, and they'll reset it again. King back up top. Wendell, Bartlett, Wendell working the perimeter now. Not in any big hurry either, up 11 here with 5 minutes till halftime. Wendell gets it down low inside. Little bounce in the paint. Goes up. Puts it in. Nice basket by Caleb Emmons. And a foul. He'll go to the line.
This is the type of thing that the Braves just can't let happen. You can't let Standish just get all of these kind of crowd-inducing plays. You let him get little jumpers, little layups, that's okay, but threes and ones, these are things you have to avoid as Emmons knocks down the free throw and makes it 25-11.
25-11, 4:55 left till halftime. Braves dug themselves quite a hole here in the first half. Jake Look gets it over to timeline, gets it to Kames, back to Look up high. To Kames again, dribbles out of it, up high to Look. Got a timeout. From what appears to be the Tawas Braves. I'm confused on that. What happened there?
It looks like an official's timeout here. And just while we talk about this, I want to give a lot of credit. So Standish is playing a 2-3 zone. Alex Kames is playing on the right wing of the offense for Tawas. Braden Sullivan's playing that bottom left of the 2-3 zone. He is doing a tremendous job. Kames obviously wants to shoot the basketball when he gets it. Kames is doing a great job, or excuse me, Sullivan's doing a great job of getting up to Kames on those cross-court passes, letting the defense recover, and being able to get back to cover his guy in the corner. Braden Sullivan is doing a great, great job, almost by himself, of making sure the Braves don't have open shots.
Well put, and after the confusion, it looks like they were checking fouls on somebody as to how many. Todd Keem's over at the desk now questioning what they just talked about. But the Braves will get the inbound here. Behringer pops it back in to Look, and we're back underway with 4:38 left. Gets it to the side to Vinny Frank. To Kames up top, back to Jake Look. Granted, Behringer with a little shake and bake. Calling out something. All the way cross court. Vinny Frank, Jake Look. Kames from the baseline. Count it. Bingo, there's another three for Kames, and that'll pull him within 11 with 4:12 left here till halftime. Standish brings it right back, and they set up like they have all evening. Gets it to Emmons. Emmons will go free throw line extended and knock it down as Emmons got himself five now already. Braves right back the other way. Jake Look up outside the high three-point area. Kicks it over to Behringer and then around to Vinnie Frank. Vinnie Frank to Look to Behringer. He'll drive. Not quite into the paint. Throws it cross court. A lot of perimeter work. Vinnie Frank gets it underneath to Hedgeland on a nice bounce pass. And finally, a paint bucket for the Braves by Connor Hedgeland.
That was Ethan a tremendous pass by Vinnie Frank. Little bounce pass. You got two guys to commit to him. Ethan Hedgeland wide open for an easy layup. That's good offense.
Standish moves the ball around quick. Emmons won't make it this time out of the paint, and the Braves will have a chance here to pull inside 11 where they're at now. 3:11 left till halftime. Jake Look up top. He's running the show tonight. Over to Vinnie Frank with a three bomb. Won't go. Another rebound. Sullivan brings it right back the other way. They slow it down. Gets it underneath to Emmons again. And, ooh, it looked like a good block, but they say that Hedgeland got him on the arm. And Caleb Emmons will go to the line again. And ever since Caleb Emmons, who didn't start this game, has come into the game, made a big, big difference for Sterling.
He's got absolutely no problem. One thing that Prout wasn't doing, even though Prout's having a good game early on too, he wasn't going right into the body of these players. Emmons misses the first free throw. Emmons is going right at Ethan Hedgeland. I mean, right into his chest and making Hedgeland make plays.
He misses the front end of the two free throws. Braves will have just under 3 minutes to work with here after this second one. Misses them both. That's good for the Braves, not good for Standish. Jake Look brings the ball down, gets it to Behringer. To Look. Look works it over to Vinnie Frank, cross court to Granite. Back up top and down in the corner to Kames. Up top again. Braves work the ball all the way around the perimeter. They work it hard, they work it quick. Kames dribbles it up top. Gives it to Jake Look. Down low in the corner for Hedgeland. Almost a shot there. Behringer decides not to. Inside.
Great.
And off the glass. Nice basket, Vinnie Frank. Off the high window, and that cuts it to 9 with 2:11 left.
Braves need a lot more of that. Drive inside and go up at the rim.
Bartlett for 3, and he got it. Just like that, Brock Bartlett just stepped into one while no one was paying attention. And 30-18, 12-point lead for Standish. Behringer Look. Vinnie Frank. There's a shot. Jake Look won't go off the back iron. Rebound laid loose. And looked like it went off a white player. We'll see. I haven't seen a signal yet.
There's no way it didn't. There are three of them down there. Hedgeland was down there, but he wasn't going to get there. Nick Nuremberg is checked in earlier for Wendell. And now number 14, Cale Coyne will check in. Truman King will get his first break of the game. He'll probably sit till halftime with 1:42 to play. Right side three. Behringer knock it down.
Nice shot by Granite. They inbounded the ball to him. He put it right up. And the Braves again within 9 with 1:30 left. And I'm thinking that if I'm Standish, I want to take last shot here. They work it around the top. Bartlett. Sullivan throws up a three bomb off the back iron. Rebounded nicely by Vinnie Frank. Forwards it up to Jake Look, and the Braves will have a chance to cut into the lead with 1:12 left. Behringer, a little shake and bake, takes it inside, kicks it out to Kames. Kames up top to Look, to Vinnie Frank. Down low, shot from Hedgeland, count it! Ethan Hedgeland with a three ball from the corner to pull him within 6, under a minute left here.
Somehow the Braves right back in this game.
Bartlett up top to Sullivan. To Bartlett, around the corner to Nuremberg. Back up top, Bartlett, Sullivan. As they now look like they might shoot the last one of the half. Sullivan hanging on to it. Gets it down low in the corner, gets it back. Over to Bartlett, to Nuremberg. Nick sends it back up top to Brock. Brock hangs on to it. 23 on the clock, and Coach Coyne's definitely playing for last shot now. I thought he'd do it on the last possession. Would have saved him a three-pointer. He's going to do it on this possession. Sullivan thinks about it. Drives the lane in the paint. And they're going to say somebody got him on the wrist. and it was either Hedgeland or Kames. Gonna wait for a number on it. No.
Look.
Yep.
Doing number three.
Yep. Jake Look. They're gonna call the foul on. Nobody in real foul trouble here at all right now.
That was on the floor, so this is a 1-1. Before he shoots that, let's know this game brought to you in part by Lake Effects Hair Salon of Tawas City, D&M Supply of Homer, and Seymour's Home Decor Center of Tawas City.
Braden Sullivan misses. Rebound yanked down by Behringer, and the Braves will have a chance with seven left. Oh, bad pass, though, that time. And now right back the other way, and that's a charge for sure.
No, block is called.
Oh, whoa. My gosh. He was standing still for way, way, way more. Oh, my. And he's getting some heat right now. Tell you what, getting some heat inside the building here at Standish Sterling Central High School. And that's going to be a two-point, a two-shot foul as well, Brad.
Vinny Frank picks up his third foul on what was probably a charge. Nick Nuremberg will shoot. He misses the first. This game brought to you in part by the Tremble Insurance Agency of Standish, your local McDonald's restaurants of Tawas City, Mayo, Oscoda, Roscommon, and Rose City, and North Country Signs and Shirts of East Tawas. Second free throw by Nuremberg is also no good, so maybe it's a ball don't lie situation. That is a end to our first half.
That's about as excited as you'll see Todd Kames get. Went right up to the referee and said the guy was standing there for 6 seconds, and he clearly got ran into, and he clapped his hands right in front of the official's face, walked to the locker room, threw the ball to midcourt. And we got some excitement going on here in Standish. 30-24. We'll take a break. We'll see you after our halftime show this week in the MHSAA. And we'll be back on 104.7, your power station for sports.
And Kurt Romberger here with you as we make our way through halftime. 30 seconds till we get underway. Real quick scoring recap. Leading the way for the Standish Sterling Panthers is Truman King with 12 points. A couple of guys with five. That is Brock Bartlett and Caleb Emmons, two guys who came off the bench. Brody and Brayden Sullivan each have three, and then Cooper Prout with two. For the Braves, it's all their starters who have scored. 9 points for Alex Kames on three threes. And then it is Ethan Hedgeland with seven. And I'll fill you in on the rest once we get underway here. We also have some news that we got to get to as well. Up top, Grant and Behringer for three. A little bit long. Rebound. Fought for. And I think a foul here coming on Standish. It is. So to get back to that, Kames with 9 points. Hedgeland with seven. Grant and Behringer and Jake Look each with three. Vinny Frank has two, and Kurt, you have some news on Vinny Frank.
Yeah, they just took him out, go to the hospital, looked like a wrist injury, and he's gone from our lineup here for the second half, so we're going to get a look at JT Bond right now, junior in the game.
Brody Sullivan drives inside, can't get the little jumper to go. Jake Look rebound, 3-on-2 for the Braves. Stop, shoots a mid-range jumper. Good offense Look, but just can't get it to go. Rebound Braden Sullivan. 30-24 Standish. Right side, Prout. Up top to Sullivan. Brad Allen alongside Kurt Romberger. Little Wednesday night high school basketball action here on your Carroll Broadcasting Power Station for Sports, 104.7 WKJC. Timeout Standish. Full timeout back in 60. Panthers by 6 on WKJC, your power station for sports. High school basketball, 104.7 WKJC, brought to you in part by Tim and Nick Shermer of Shermer Construction in East Tawas, Lakeview Manor in Tawas City, Relevant Electronics of Standish, and the law office of Dwayne Hadley in Standish. Panthers turn it over off the inbound, stolen by Granite Behringer. He'll hand it off to Jake Look. Braves will jog it across the timeline, trailing by six. Up top to Alex Kames, 9 points on three threes. He was probably 3 of 7 or 8 in that first half. Behringer has it up top. Swing to Kames. Open three. Knock it down.
Alex Kames, that's big. He's got the pistol going now. That pulls the Braves within three. Closest they've been since the beginning of the game.
Right side, that's Braden Sullivan into the corner, and Truman King, who had 12 points, and now an over-the-back foul called on Ethan Hedgeland. That's a tough one to take.
Just want to get a shout-out to, I'm sure they're listening in right now on the radio. Vinny Frank, I hope your injury's not too bad. You take care of that arm. And Mom Kelly, you hang in there for support and take care of that kid.
Yeah, that's a tough one for Vinny Frank. Hopefully he does end up all right. Hopefully just a sprain or bruise or something that keeps him all right. Truman King, right side three, is short. And rebound fought for and won by Wendell. Wendell will drive baseline. Hand off to Prout. Pump fake. Goes up left hand too strong. Rebound. Truman King got it with the foul. What a play by Truman King, falling down. Able to pick up a bucket off the rebound. That foul will go on Alex Kames, and King will shoot one at the line.
Yeah, beautiful, beautiful putback there on that rebound by King. So see if he can finish off the three-pointer, and he does.
Nothing but net on the free throw.
Six-point game here, 6 minutes left in the third.
Jogging it across is Jake Look. 15 points now for Truman King. Jake Look, pass inside, going up through the contact, no good. For number 11, JT Bond. Braden Sullivan will jog it across. Pass to Brody Sullivan. Left corner, Wendell. And now the Panthers will slow up. Brody Sullivan, left side, Braden. He'll drive inside. Little floater off glass. No good. And punched out of bounds by the Braves. Or not.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow, wow, wow.
That was, and now another official will come in. That was off the Braves. The officials... And now they will switch it. They got the call right. All right.
So what? It's too bad they didn't get together on that charge is, I guess, what I'm going to say.
At the end of the first half, that was not a good call. There's no doubt about it. Vinny Frank took a charge that
put him out of the game.
Right side, Truman King. Floater, no good. Rebound, pulled down by King. Up through the contact, and they're going to say foul is on the floor before the shot. He did make it, so it will be a foul on number three, Jake Look, his third, I believe. Yeah, that's his third, and so it will be the fourth foul of the quarter for the Braves, and Panthers will inbound. Wendell up to the contact, blocked by Hedgeland. Nice play by Ethan Hedgeland.
Blocking a board there, two for one. Nice job, Ethan.
Jake Look has the ball up top. Panthers lead by six. Ethan Hedgeland pump fakes a three. Now he'll shoot it over. Proud, nothing but net. Ethan Hedgeland with another nice shot. And he cuts it to three, 33-30. Braden Sullivan drives it, blocked by Hedgeland again. Foul on Brody Sullivan, and the Braves will maintain possession.
Yeah, good bit of work here. You can kind of feel the momentum shifting in the building a little bit right now, Bradley. And Braves are going to inbound under their own basket. Couple subs coming in. Standish coming back in with Caleb Emmons again to replace Prout.
This looks like full court man-to-man.
Look at this.
For the Panthers, deep ball to Jake Look up through the contact and scores, and it's a one-point game. Jake Look, great job sneaking out the back door. Off the full court man-to-man, it's 33-32. Right side, Braden Sullivan. Up top now is Wendell. Right side, Sullivan swings it across to Sullivan. Right back around for the Braves. Now they get it to Truman King, and the Panthers will reset. Inside to Emmons, right through the contact of Hedgeland, who blocked it again.
And he just swatted that out of bounds. That's the way. That's some old school block right there. Put it into the first row of the seats.
Timeout, Braves. It's 33-32 Panthers on WKJC, your power station for sports.
Broadcasting from the shores of Tawas Bay, you're listening to the Big One, 50,000 watts, WKJC-FM, Tawas City, East Tawas, a Carroll Broadcasting Station.
Barometer back, Sterling Standish. The Panthers inbounds, get it under the bucket, and make a quick two to increase their lead to three. Braves with the ball, 4:05 left here in the third. Jake Look up top, drives the lane, little floater, won't go. Rebound howled down by Brody Sullivan comes right back the other way to King, to Sullivan. Off to Wendell up top. Sullivan up top. To his brother. Back up top again. Works just inside the paint. Shot for Wendell for three. Won't go. Rebound Braves. Nice haul down by Ethan Hedgeland. Hedgeland will hand it off to Look, and Look will trip the timeline. We're at 331. Braves plus minus three right now. Behringer thought about it. Cross court to Kames. He'll shoot it off the front rim. Just a little short. Rebound Sullivan and brought back the other way. Kick back up top. Emmons to Wendell. Drive the paint. Sullivan got it to roll. Finger roll off the glass. Had just the right twist on it and give Brody Sullivan a deuce. Braves inbound to a little bit of pressure. Behringer gets it over to timeline. Down five now with 2:53 left. In the third quarter, Kames drives the paint, kicks it out. Frank, that won't go. Jake Look, rather, I'm sorry. Looks like we had a foul in there, though, while that was going on.
Yeah, foul on Brody Sullivan. So now we have a Braves will make a sub as Bond will come out.
Looks like Quinn Kleino will come in. They get the ball in. Jake Look fires it down into the paint to Hedgeland. Turnaround jumper won't go. A little strong. Emmons pulls the board down. And Stanish will bring it slowly back up. King leaves it for Wendell. Bartlett. Wendell. King drives the lane. Kicks it back up. Tap pass to Bartlett. Drives the lane. Pumps it outside. Sullivan drives the baseline. Little shot won't go. Rebound loose. Battle for the ball. They're going to call it a jump ball. Possession arrow is going to stay with Standish.
I don't think Ethan Hedgeland knew down there that he was being guarded by the much smaller Wendell on that cut through, because he could have gone right through Wendell for an easy bucket and instead faded away.
Emmons inbounds. Standish gets it back up top. Bartlett into the corner. Wendell back to Bartlett to King. Standish working the perimeter now as well. Sullivan drives the baseline, tries to center it to Emmons. That gets swatted away again. And Hedgeland with another block, and the Braves pull the ball down. Down five, 1:56 left. Behringer will drive the lane, put the shot up. They're going to call it a charge or a push on Behringer.
Yeah, and he worked that off arm and just...
And Coach Kames is
extending that arm.
Seen about all of this tonight as he wants to see on these charges and blocks. So,
high school basketball brought to you in part by Standish Pharmacy, Bob Bush Manufacturing in Ottawa City and Agrae, and North Central Area Credit Union of Standish.
Wendell gets it to Sullivan. So they pop it inside to Emmons, back up top. Wendell steps into the paint. Sullivan steps into the circle. They're going to call a little traveling there. Or no, they're going to actually give a foul as a push. So that's, you give one, you get one. That's what happened there on that play.
I think Todd Kames got in the ear of the officials and got himself a call.
Braves inbound, minute 34 left in our third quarter. Jake Look to the top. Shot, and Hedgeland's won't go. Rebound hauled down by Sullivan again. Standish in control right now. Drive, and that's another one. And that's going to go against Standish, as that was a charge. Tallis ball.
That was definitely a charge. The official made the wrong call to begin with. He called the block and then pointed the correct way. He made the correct call. That was a charge on Truman King, which is his third foul. So that's something to pay attention to with these two teams that are not deep.
Brock Bartlett just picks the pocket of Jake Look, but he misses the basket. Back the other way. Hedgeland for three. Count it.
Wow.
Knock that down. Swing. Ethan Hedgeland pulls him to within two with a minute left in the third. Sullivan.
Third three.
Tries to work it inside. Bad giveaway. Braves get it. Hedgeland picks it off. And Jake Look will have the ball here under a minute and can pull the Braves even. Hedgeland for another three. Short off the iron. Didn't go. Standish will run it this time back. Sullivan gets it to Emmons underneath. Emmons gets hammered underneath, and that'll be a foul on the Braves. and a shooting foul.
What a third quarter by Ethan Hedglund, as he now has three threes on the night, 13 points in total. This game brought to you in part by Daniel's Well Drilling of Sterling, Compassionate Care Home Health Services of West Branch, Wiltsey Insurance of Standish, and Sunrise Family Credit Union in Standish, also Bay City in Essexville.
Caleb Evans knocks the first one down, making it a three-point lead for Standish with 36 left here in the third.
Game also brought to you in part by Metalogic Tawas City, the Tawas Bay Insurance Agency, and Joe Sweeney at Dean Arbor Chevrolet in East Tawas.
Evans misses the second one, rebound hauled down by Granite Behringer, gets it to Jake Look, and Jake Look will look for the open man, gets it to Kames, back up top to Hedglund. Hedglund thought about going the other way over to the corner. Instead, Jake Look will take a three ball and clunk it off the far side of the rim, and Standish will get the rebound with 13 left here in the third quarter. They'll probably shoot the one here. Sullivan to Bartlett, back to Sullivan. Sullivan drives with under 10. Shot, little puppy, and it goes. No time left, and that's how we'll end our third quarter with the Sterling Standish Panthers 40 and the Tawas Braves 35. We'll be back right after this on 104.7, your power station for sports.
High school basketball, 104.7 WKJC, is brought to you in part by Fergie's Pizza of Standish, Keeley's Business and Tax Service of Prescott, Aranac Bay Veterinary of Standish, Vantage Plastics of Standish, and Surveying Solutions, Inc. in Standish. So here's where we stand. It's 40-35 Standish. Tawas with the basketball. Behringer will look to inbound. He'll go up top to Ethan Hedglund. Hedglund will hand it off to Jake Look. Tawas has gotten as close as one, but has not been able to get over the hump. Up top, Kames. He'll drive to the free throw line and throw it away. Nope, tipped away. Looking for Kleino. And they're going to say off of the foot of a Standish player. And the official who is closest to it is the one who made this call. And nope, now they're going to say it is Standish basketball. So first one, it's probably the first game after the new year for these officials, too.
Yeah, you can tell they're getting the rust off. And I tell you what. Coach Kames is just shaking his head. You don't see him this upset usually during any basketball game, but tell you what, he cares, and this is a big game for him.
This is the big one. This is big for the Braves. Right side Bartlett, up top to Wendell, left side King, and they'll swing it around. Inside Emmons. Emmons right at Hedglund and scores.
Real, real nice play. That kid's impressed me tonight. I'm a big Caleb Evans fan. Didn't know him when I got here, but I tell you what, he's a good player.
That's 10 points on the night for Emmons. Full court man-to-man here for the Panthers. And Behringer will walk it across, and Standish will settle into their defense. It's Panthers by 7, 42-35. Right side, Alex Kames. He's been quiet recently. Behringer right side. Back to Kames. Open three. Off. Rebound pulled down Wendell. Good box out. Wendell on the run. Trying to push the pace. No numbers. He'll slow it down. Bounce pass inside to Emmons. Emmons decides not to attack, and they'll set up the offense. Back inside to Emmons. Back out Wendell. Drive inside. Eurostep blocked by Hedglund again. Jake Look with the rebound. He'll come up the floor. Behind his back. Drive. And now he will toss it up top. Behringer wide open. Three. Knock it down.
Big bucket there to keep it close. Four-point game. 6:29 left. Glad you're all listening in. I want to wish my wife a happy birthday
tonight. Yeah, happy birthday to Kim Romberger. Left side, Truman King, drive inside, handoff, Emmons up, no good, tip by Sullivan, no good, but back out to King. Truman King inside, pass to Emmons, and caught it with the foul. Alex Kames will pick up the foul, 12 points for Emmons, he'll go to the line for one more.
Tell you what, Caleb Evans, he's getting the Golden Shoe Award tonight because he is playing well tonight. Ever since he's came in the game, replaced Prout twice, and the team just has a ton more energy when Caleb Emmons is on the floor.
Definitely a better offensive presence. Prout bigger, no doubt about it, and a little bit more smooth, but Emmons just going right at Hedglund, can't make the free throw. Rebound by Ethan Hedglund. Braves need to get some offense going again.
Six-point game, 6 minutes left.
Plenty of time, timeout Braves. 5:59 to play in our fourth quarter. Panthers by 6 on WKJC, your power station for sports. We'll be right back. school basketball on WKJC, your power station for sports, brought to you in part by Daniel Septic Service of Sterling, Napa Auto Parts of East Tallahassee, Gray and Oscoda, and Alpena Alcona Area Credit Union with 10 convenient locations. Behringer will inbound into the backcourt to Jake Look. Panthers lead by 6 with just under 6 minutes to play. Tawas already has 7 fouls, so every foul, just about every foul, there are a few exceptions, will send the Panthers to the free throw line. Alex Games drives on Sullivan. Kick left corner. Open 3. Too long. Rebound pulled down by Braden Sullivan, and an undercut foul here coming on Jake Look. That'll be his 4th.
And one of the reasons that we're in the foul trouble and they're not is because all of our shooting's from outside, so nobody's clunking into guys on three-pointers. And there's not a lot of board work. There's, you know, a lot of that. So
they're going to apparently not a loose ball foul, because I think loose ball fouls typically are not leading to the one and one. So they must have said Sullivan had possession of the rebound. He knocks down the front end. He'll get the 2nd.
And this is going to be big as we come down the stretch here with Standish getting a shoot every time there's a foul.
Couple of dribbles. Sullivan bends the legs, goes up, and he'll knock that one down too. So that'll make it 46-38. Panthers extend to 8 points. Jake Look will dribble it up. Brock Bartlett with the pressure. Ethan Hedgeland had a great third quarter with the basketball on the right side. Wanted to shoot, but smartly will go to Behringer and look for something more in rhythm. Behringer now setting it up. Panthers now playing man-to-man, so they got to change their offense. This is no longer a zone by the Panthers. Right side, Hedgeland, he would have had the open 3, but he dropped it. Able to recover it and swing it up top to Bond. And Bond to be fouled by Braden Sullivan.
Yeah. JT Bond there just kind of turned his back, and Sullivan hammered him on the arm while he was holding the ball. Kind of a lucky foul. Not kind of ticky-tacky a little bit, but Braves will take it here. We need to get into the shooting situation as well somehow.
3rd on Sullivan. 1 more foul to give for the Panthers. Jake Look will drive inside on Brock Bartlett. Step through, right hand, probably got fouled and no good. Rebound pulled down by Wendell. Wendell up the court to Emmons, right side Sullivan, and they will kick it out. Wendell had the open 3, decides against it. Left side Truman King, he'll shoot the 3, no good. Rebound Sullivan, he finishes. Just sent Behringer right on out of there. He finishes, and it's Panthers back up by 10. And now we have a foul called here, I think, on Brock Bartlett. And so that'll be the last foul to give for the Panthers. And so we will have free throws the rest of the way in this one. 4:34 to play. It is Standish 48, Panthers 38.
This is a tall hill to climb now, Bradley.
Full court man-to-man, and that's a 5-second violation. Can't get the ball inbounded. I'm not sure how many timeouts the Braves have left. It looks like they only have 2, so they didn't want to use it. They'll take the turnover, and now the Panthers look to extend their 4th quarter lead. Up top, Truman King, mid-range jumper. That's short. Good rebound by Hedgeland. He'll hand it off to Jake Look. Up the court to Bond, who will pull it down and kick it out. Hand off to Jake Look, 4:21 to play. Panthers by 10, 48-38. Kames, deep right side, 3, knock it down. That's a big shot there by Kames, his 5th 3 of the night, and he has 15 points. You can do the math.
Braves within 7, 4 minutes to go here in this game.
Right side, Brock Bartlett. The one thing the Panthers will do, they will be doing what they're doing right now. They're just constantly swinging it around. They're not that interested in scoring the basketball. They're going to try and hold this. This is a team that only gives up 36 a game. This is why. They have not made an attempt at doing anything to score. And my own small soapbox moment, this is why we need a shot clock in high school basketball. Timeout, Standish Sterling. 3:32 to play in our 4th quarter. It's 48-41 Standish and WKJC, your power station for sports. High school basketball on WKJC, your power station for sports, brought to you in part by Huron Community Bank, your hometown bank, Edward Jones of East Dallas, and Cliffs Bar of Sterling. Panther basketball, 3:32 to play. They lead by 7, 48-41 over the Dallas area Braves. inside to Emmons, who's had a fantastic day, and he's fouled by JT Bond, and this will be the last 1-1 that the Panthers will shoot with Caleb Emmons at the line. First foul on Bond.
And Caleb Emmons, like I said, he's been solid all night. He'll go to the line to shoot the 1-1.
First is up. That's good. Easy shot there by Emmons.
Yep, pumps it right through. Nothing but net.
13 on the night. Which only trails Truman King on his own team, who's got 15. And that one rims out. Rebound by Behringer. Hand off to Look. And he'll dribble it across. Braves need some quick offense. Drive inside, Look, and he'll be fouled, and so he'll go to the line to shoot a 1-1. Good job by. That's one thing we have not seen enough today by the Taos area Braves. A straight line drive from the top to make offense happen.
Absolutely. It's, you know, we've talked many times on Taos games the last two seasons, live and die by the three.
Yeah.
Well, tonight they didn't hit enough of them at this point, so they're still in this, though. 8 points down, 3:16 left with Jake Look at the line for a minimum of one.
And he makes that one. That's one thing about these teams that live and die by the three, as we mentioned, that though it doesn't really matter how much time is left. A team that can knock down threes are almost never out of it. Deep breath by Look. One dribble, two dribble, three dribble. Set the legs and fire, and that went too long, and rebound by Braden Sullivan. And now poked away by Behringer, and still on the ground, but picked up by Emmons. Wow, that just a lucky bounce. Brody Sullivan inside to Kames. Kames, good defense without fouling, as the Panthers will bring it back out.
Real smart play, and then Stanish will shoot a three-pointer that won't go, but they get a rebound. They should have brought that one out again as well.
Rebound by Kames, off the miss by Brody Sullivan.
Braves ball.
2:49 to play. 7-point game, 49-42. Kames, he checked three. That one's short and right. You want the instant offense, and now Coach Coyne tells the team to slow down. Brody Sullivan, mid-range jumper. That's too long, but another offensive rebound. Up top, King, and he could have stepped into a wide-open three, but instead they're going to slow it down and eat this clock. 2:20 to play, 49-42. Brody Sullivan inside King. Truman King left hand blocked by Hedlund again.
Another big block by Hedlund.
Look at the basketball. Braden Sullivan takes it. 3-on-1. King lob up top to Sullivan. Poked away by Ethan Hedlund. Great job by Hedlund, who ended up going over the back of Braden Sullivan.
Well, if the game was won or lost just strictly on guts, tell you what, Ethan Hedlund would have that award, and the Braves would be winning right now. But they're not. We'll be back right after this. 2:02 left on 104.7, your power station for sports.
.49-42 Standish. 2:02 to play. Kurt, you got anything that the Taos defense can do that isn't foul to try and get back in this game?
Not really. You just got to stay tough and stay close. I think they should be in man right now and be right in the faces of their guys. You know what I mean? They can't give them the room to just pass it around the perimeter.
The inbound to Wendell, and that looks to be what it is. This looks like just in-your-face man defense by the Braves. Right side, Sullivan gets Kames off of him. And, I mean, the Panthers will almost be happy not shooting. And, oh, a foul is called here on Bond. That looked like that was a jump ball to me, but they will call a foul.
JT got not one but two hands on that ball and was holding on to it, and they're going to call it a foul. Oof. So, either way, I mean, they're going to go to the line. You got to hope for misses here and haul the board down and go see if you can get one of your threes.
Emmons will shoot two. First free throw is good. Just a nice clean stroke by Emmons. That's four free throws made tonight to go along with his five field goals for his 14 points. Second free throw, good as well. 15 on the night. Off the bench for Caleb Emmons. 1:44 to play. Panthers by nine. Right side came. Smart not to take that three. Kick out Behringer. Behringer deep left wing. Three, knock it down.
Timeout, Tallis. We'll take one with them on WKJC, your power station for sports. .133 to play. It is Standish 51, Tallis 45. A big three by Granite Behringer has brought it within six. He has made two huge shots in this quarter. He was one guy who said pay attention to. He's a guy who had 24 points in their last game back in December against Alcona. Full court man-to-man here, it looks like, by the Braves. This might be a 2-2-1 press, actually. Now a foul coming on Emmons. And you got to start doing it here. I mean, a minute and a half left in a sport with no shot clock. You got to pick somebody when you're in that timeout. I'm sure they picked a couple of guys and said foul. This guy or this guy. They're choosing Brody Sullivan.
Yeah, and JT was the one that had to do the dirty work. JT Bond's the one that went and took that foul.
He's no foul trouble. That's his third all coming here, and Sullivan hits the first one.
Yeah, just gasses the first one right through smooth. 7-point lead, 1:31 to go.
Second free throw is good as well. Maybe pick a new guy next time. 53-45. Quickly up comes Jake Look. And he just falls down and fumbles the basketball, and it's stolen by Brody Sullivan. Truman King, cross-court pass, picked off by Look, but it goes out of bounds. He can't quite chase it down.
Well, a lot of hustle, a lot of good work there by Jake Look.
Timeout Standish will take one with them. They leave by 8 on WKJC, your power station for sports. Well, it ended up being about a 40-second timeout. The Panthers have just been swinging the basketball around as they lead by 8 points. Final 60 seconds of the game, and the Braves are going to have to make that. And thrown away by Brock Bartlett. Well, the Braves needed something like that. Emmons will check in for Brock Bartlett. A little offense-defense switch here. Looks like both teams have one timeout remaining. And again, Panthers by 8, 53-45. Jake Look brings it up. They're looking to get Kames open for three, and we've got a blocking foul on Standish. The defender ran over number 11. That is JT Bond. Kames would have been open for three, but now that's the third on Brody Sullivan.
Actually, probably if you're Standish, not a bad play, right?
Yeah, I mean, now they can only get two, and you're sending JT Bond, a junior who really hasn't played much, to the line for big free throws. And he misses the front end of the 1-1, but Hedgeland pulls it down. Kames open for three. It's short. Rebound Behringer out to Look for three. That's too long. Rebound Behringer, but he saved it off of Hedgeland as he went out of bounds. No Look save, but couldn't keep it. Two good looks for the Braves.
Great hustle, great desperation, just didn't work out. Full court man-to-man press.
And a full court pass to Brody Sullivan. And are the Braves going to back off here? They might not foul, and there is the foul.
Granite Behringer finally poked his arm and took the foul with 30 seconds left here. But an 8-point game.
Not looking good.
No, I would have to say that you can get the microphone and the lady on the court to sing. I think this one might just about be over, Bradley.
Especially if he knocks down both of these, it becomes a four-possession game.
Yeah, if he gets both of these to make it 10.
And
this is the first.
So, a little bit of life for the Braves. A little bit of life. Three threes away.
You say there's a chance.
Quick trigger threes, I guess.
Yeah, they're going to have to be, and turnovers on the inbound.
Free throw is good by King.
9-point game, 30 seconds. Here we go.
Jake Look will dribble it up. Got to find a 3-point shooter. Got to find Hedgeland or Kames. Still dribbling, and now he gets pickpocketed by Sullivan. Braden Sullivan to Brody Sullivan. And he is fouled by Look, and I think that's Look's fifth. He is out of the game. And 14 seconds remaining. That's probably going to do it as Brody Sullivan will go to the line. Nine-point game, but a good showing by the Braves no matter what. As 24, Quinn Clino checks back into the contest.
Well, I think I said in a pregame tonight, Brad, that if Standish scored 60, Tallis wasn't winning this game. They scored 54 here tonight.
They're going to come dang close.
They're at the line for a couple free throws here. Front end of that missed. But with 14 seconds left, this is going to have to be, this is going to go down as probably the most disappointing loss this year for Todd Keams and the Braves, and going to knock them down to 3-3.
Man, they've gotten every missed free throw they needed. Sullivan misses both. Keams will dribble up, and ball is knocked away by Sullivan. Then he touched it going out of bounds. And so now we'll inbound one last time. I'm sure the Braves will back off. And, yep, Coach Keams tells him to back off. And so that will do it. Our final score, the Standish Sterling Panthers 54, the Tawas Area Braves 45. We'll start our postgame show right after this on WKJC, your power station for sports.